Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I am your host, Rick Hopkins. Again, we would like to thank you for taking the time to tune in to CCTA Wake Up Call. For those of y'all that are not familiar with our organization, CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, is a nonpartisan, nonprofit 501c3 grassroots activist organization, constitutional conservatives advocating for freedom, less taxes, constitutional governance, and all the good things that get us labeled as right-wing wackos. And we're proud of that. So, if that's what you're looking for, you've tuned in to the right place. Right, Bob?
I'm going to reclaim my time.
Thank you. I take that as a yes. Mary.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Right Wing Granny. She has a conservative blog, rightwinggranny.com, and that is Bob and Mary Griswold we were just speaking with. We also have Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
Her blog is forloveofgodandcountry.com.
Yes.
And she is very astute at writing very informative articles about many diverse topics dealing with our Constitution, our form of government, our founding fathers, our history, and all those things of importance that you can't get in the 1st through 12th grade or any
exactly.
other higher.
The Bill of Rights in yeah. North Carolina. You
know, those types of things. Mm-hmm. And we have Melissa.
Hello.
Is our agitator.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. She's agitated. That's
she keeps us abreast of what the other side is doing, and I'm anxious to hear what she has to say about it.
That's right. And we have Howe and Rainer James.
Hey, y'all.
And again, we thank you for tuning in. We also would like to urge you to visit our sponsors. You'll hear their ads throughout the show. They have been loyal to keep us on the air, and we'd like for you to support them and helped keep them in business. Well, folks, it's been a busy, frustrating year, but we're going to talk about the week. A lot of things going on throughout our country, things we never thought we'd see, things we never thought we'd hear. Things are just happening left and right, and we think you need to be informed and know exactly what is going on. If all you depend on for news is mainstream media, then you have a totally, I can't think of the right word to use. It's just
you're sadly lacking in information. Well, you have overload so far as misinformation is
absolutely.
Concerned.
You're being indoctrinated like our children are at school.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a total mirror image of what's actually going on. It's not true. And we've seen real good examples of that this week with the House judiciary hearings that are going on. Folks, if you watched any of that or heard any of that in real time, and I'm not talking about the edited clips and the select sound bits that are playing on mainstream media, but if you actually listen to the whole thing, there's no way you couldn't stopped yourself from almost barfing. I mean, it was that bad. It was to think that those people are actually congressional representatives sitting in the House of Representatives and conducting the nation's business in that manner. It's the most partisan hack job I've ever seen. And it was just awful. Attorney General Barr. I don't know how he kept his composure.
He stayed calm, cool, collected, and made them look like idiots.
Yeah, the
well, actually, he didn't make them look like idiots. They did a good job of that themselves.
Well, they didn't need any help.
He just sat back and let them do their thing, and they sure did it.
I stand corrected, Melissa.
Yeah, don't give him credit for what they did.
Because I give him credit for not getting flustered. I mean to tell you,
they
he was calm and cool.
Looking like idiots. Well, let them have that credit.
I'm sure that it was thoroughly rehearsed, and they had a plan when they went in there.
Because they all, so many of them took a similar approach, and that was to make a speech, set up premises that were untrue, ask a true yes or no question, insist that it be answered yes or no, when what he really needed to say was, your premise is totally wrong, so that I can't answer the question yes or no. I have to explain what's wrong with where you're coming from.
And when he tried to do that, they said, you're taking up my time.
Yes.
You can't have me my time.
Yeah. Well, all my time.
It was actually, when you watch any of them ask a question, not one or two, but every single one of them had their script that they read off of asking their questions. And I mean, you can just see that they all got together, they had their meeting, and each one was handed a talking point to hit him with. I mean, we went anywhere from the riots, the loots, to healthcare, to what else did we talk about yesterday? The impeachment, to Flynn, just on and on and on. Like, it was every single grievance they have had for 3.5 years they attacked him with.
Right.
And they read off of their script, and no matter what his answer was, they continued with their script as mm-hmm. if he answered in the way they wanted him to answer. Mm-hmm. And they quickly talked over him. He was not given more than 4 seconds to respond. It was,
thank
it was,
goodness for the Republicans, because they did very often let him respond to the prior person.
And speaking of Republicans, Jim Jordan was just great. I mean,
he was. And as Melissa pointed out, it was rehearsed. They each mm-hmm. had their talking points, and they were all, I'm going to use the word trained, because I think that's what was going on in the rehearsals. Do not allow him to respond. Do not allow him any time, you know. And they did that. Ask a question, and he said, no, I'll take that as a yes. And yeah. No, he said no. You
he
don't take
no.
that as a yes. He said no. And, you know, and then when he, after hours and hours of sitting there being treated like that, he had the audacity to ask for a 5-minute break. And was told no.
Yeah.
What was his response, Melissa?
He said, you're a real class act there, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Talking about Jerry Nadler. And he is a class
I'm not
act.
Sure what class, but.
Well, we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll finish this conversation and then move on to the hearings that were held today.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. We were talking about the House Judiciary Committee hearing that was held this week. And Melissa, it was obvious to me you had some more information on that.
Well, anyone who can watch any clip from that, you can see that I don't care if you're left, right, in the middle, or nowhere on the spectrum, that that was a completely unfair presentation that they did, it was not fair to him at all. And it's just ridiculous that this is what we're spending our time on with everything that is going on.
Well, I guess the question was, did you invite him to a hearing to hear Attorney General Barr or to pontificate your statements? That's the real question.
Well, they made it very obvious. That's what they invited him for. I mean, he even asked, is this a hearing? Am I here for you to hear? He was just pummeled over and over again, and there was not given any time to respond. And there were several things that were brought up that we needed to know the answers to. It would have been really nice to hear him expound on that, but they were not going to give him that leeway.
Well, let's make it perfectly clear what their objective was. You've just talked about it. It was to pontificate. It was to try to embarrass him. It was, you know, not to hear any response, but to make accusations at him. And ironically enough, all the mainstream media outlets were covering the hearing from the beginning.
Which is very unusual.
Right. That's not usual for them to do that. They covered it from the beginning up through the opening remarks from both sides up to the point where Jim Jordan started playing the YouTube video of the peaceful protesters out there. At that time, the mainstream media outlets cut away because they are in collusion. All this was pre-planned with them. You stop and think about over the past few years, all the times that the mainstream media has been forewarned, prepared in advance, or vice versa. One's, you know, working with the other. How they show up at like 3 o'clock in the morning for a SWAT raid,
a police raid.
Yeah, you know,
just walking by.
Yeah, well, we were in the neighborhood. We saw all this activity here. No, they are a arm of the Democratic Party now, and unfortunately, that's what you were seeing on display. And if all you use for your news sources are the mainstream media, then you're not going to get a true picture. And that's what you were getting yesterday. They knew that they didn't have to respond to the video that Jim Jordan showed of what's actually going on in the streets. It's not peaceful protesters. It's rioters. It's anarchists. They knew they didn't have to respond to that when they came back because they knew nobody saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody on mainstream media saw it because it was cut before they ever went to it.
And that's a good point because Nadler's response after watching that, you know, I was using a different source, so they did not cut away. It was a more conservative source to watch it. Watching that video, I mean, we are seeing our police brutalized, our cities burned, you know, things that horrible things that you cannot believe this is happening in America. And when that is ended, and Jim Jordan came out today and said that they actually cut his video short in his opening statement, they did not let it go the full length. Nadler responds with, I really hope the ranking member doesn't make any comments about the length of my opening statements ever again.
Yeah.
Like a middle school tit for tat. It was absolutely ridiculous.
The thing that I wondered, because I watched it on a source that gay, I watched it on C-SPAN, which didn't cut away from it. And I was wondering, if I were someone who had no political aspirations or, you know, was not a political person, would I have been offended by the way that man was attacked, just out of a sense of fairness? Because he never, I mean, the charges that were thrown at him, he never had a chance to respond. It was ugly.
Well, if you watched it from, like we did, with no breaks or anything, no spin, no editing, I don't see how you could be a human and not think that it was unfair treatment. But let me just give you what, if you watch mainstream media, it's Barr was combative. He was dissembling. He was dismissive. Every single main source of media reporting put it on. They took what the Democrats did and aggressive. Barr was aggressive.
He just sat there.
Did anyone see any aggression other than when he was told that he was testifying, this would be under, you know, under oath with the perjury? And he said, you're going to let me answer the D question, because that's, you know, it was very serious.
You know, I think it might backfire on him.
I do too.
But I was listening to a, I was driving around, so I was listening to a call-in radio show, and the fellow called in and said, it's time for us to take action. He was all angry about it. Yep. And I can see a lot of people in the public doing that.
Well, as Mary says, anybody who for whom fairness is important, no matter what their political background, has got to see how awful that was.
It was.
The other thing, too, I believe it was Jim Jordan's statement that said, the reason we are here is because in your confirmation, you said that spying was a big deal.
Yeah.
And understanding that the Durham report hopefully is going to be out sometime in the next month or so. And it may not be a report. It may just be indictments.
I'd settle for that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. But they're trying to head him off at the pass.
They were desperately trying to discredit him before that came out.
Well, yes. I think they're afraid of what's going to come out.
Asking for impeaching him is what they want to do. Yeah. I mean, they have been hammering to get at him and discredit him when things started coming around about the Spygate and all of that coming out. That's this is their new gameplay. The impeachment failed. They had no evidence. All of that has been, you know, squashed. And now this is their new thing. We got to get rid of these people because they know what's up.
Right. I agree with Hal.
And they're beginning to make it public, or it looks like they're headed for making it public.
Yeah.
I agree with Hal. I do believe it's going to backfire on them, because I think it really did our side a lot of good, because now people get to see how those folks actually are. And they were so adamant at being anti-Trump and taking down Trump, taking down the administration, taking down Barr. They were so adamant at it that they totally didn't give any opportunity for a civil discourse. No talking from Barr. Right. They just showed their true colors, that the only reason they were there is to throw accusations, innuendos, and lies, and not give anybody a chance to respond to them.
Is that any way to treat a member of the presidential cabinet?
Well, I know you're referring to the comment about the congresswoman that couldn't believe she was being treated with that much disrespect. She had a nerve on her, I'm going to tell you what, because she was very disrespectful in everything that she did.
It was a woman representative. I think she was from Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. But she said Mr. Barr, they didn't give you an opportunity to answer the last question. Would you like to take some of my time to do that? I thought that was great. And he said yes, and he really let him have it.
Yeah.
Well, that was the only way he was going to.
Yeah, several Republicans very kindly did that, and I appreciated it because I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Right. Yeah, well, if they watched it, yeah, it did make them look very bad. If they get a chance to see that, they're going to have to go seek it out for themselves because there was a very good distraction that was planned that you called them out on yesterday that came immediately before it ended, and that was a very public first time Biden crawled out of the basement.
Right. Yeah, he. Yeah, they brought him out at the same time that the hearing was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can't we focus on more than one thing at a time? Walk and chew chewing gum.
Well, no, because that's now their lead story. That's now the hearing is old news. Let's go with Biden is up here giving the campaign remark. We have to
he's
focus
about
on
to
this.
Release
this is breaking
he's
news.
He's about to release his VP. He is. Oh, and look, a reporter got a shot of his notepad. And it's got Kamala Harris's name on it. So that, and all the speculation mm-hmm. about who his VP selection is going to be to override the fiasco that went on in the House.
And
there.
Who his VP is very, very important because he won't be the candidate.
Well,
whoever is the candidate for VP. Will
well, I got news for you. It doesn't matter. His vice president won't be either.
No, of course not.
It's all being controlled, behind the scenes.
Well, they also had several, this was huge, he's running in one of the most important elections that we have had in decades. He's running against President Trump. So, of course, you had all of your big names there, right? He calls on, in the very limited time that he answers remarks, because they don't just let him free for all. So in the very limited time, he calls on the local paper, and the guy's question is, so why Delaware?
Why'd you come to Delaware? Well, it's my home.
It's home. That was, and he expounded on that for like 2 minutes.
Yep.
Well, it was one he could manage to
exactly.
answer.
Exactly. That's kind of my point. The softball throws.
Probably had to rehearse that. Okay. So, folks, what we learned from that, or what I learned from it, I didn't really learn it because I already knew it. Listening to the Republicans' response, the way you know they're telling the truth is when the other side is telling you it's a conspiracy theory.
Absolutely.
All right.
When the other side is saying anything, particularly when they're accusing their opponents of things, they are telling you exactly what they're doing.
Yep. Well, that's a projection. That mm-hmm. There's a term for that. Mm-hmm. It's called projection. Mm-hmm. You project upon your enemy what you are guilty of,
mm-hmm.
and you accuse them of it, and you keep accusing them of it. And if you've got if you're fortunate enough to have all of the mainstream media echoing that for you, and
which is why their headline said very partisan, very aggressive, very dissembling,
right?
Yeah, which they attributed to Barr, and it was in all actuality,
right?
The reverse.
So, folks, don't be sheeple. Don't fall for this stuff. Do your own research. Change up what you're watching for news sources. Look at multiple sources and get educated on it. We're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We're going to come back and talk about the other House hearings.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we said we're going to talk about the other House hearings today, and it was on social media. It was on the targeting of social media of conservatives. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Nope.
That's what it should have been. And that's what the Republicans tried to address. But that's not where the Democrats wanted it to go.
I'd like to suggest to you that it was a hearing on anti-social media.
Yeah. Actually, it was antitrust laws is what they were questioning them about, because even the Democrats feel like there's a problem in that area.
Yeah, they don't mind the censoring, but they don't, they don't support, like freezing out or buying up the competition.
Right. They support the censoring 100%. I'm sure.
Well, what censoring are you talking about? Because according to the Democrat side, that is a fringe conspiracy theory.
Right. Yes, I understand that. Well, the censoring, of which they claim does not take place, if you listen to all of the, let's see, you had Zuckerberg up there. You had
Bezos.
Yeah.
Cook.
From Apple, right? Mm-hmm. Twitter didn't show up. Jack didn't make a presence there.
Nope.
So they didn't get to hear from him. Just Apple, Facebook.
Well, his presence was denied by the Democratic side.
Oh.
Republicans asked for him to be there.
Yeah. Well,
that request was denied.
Well, they asked for him to be invited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he chose not to anyway. Anyway, if you are a social media user, then you have to be aware of the fact that more and more of the conservative things that are being put up there are being censored and taken down. A prime example is a video that was released of doctors that were talking about the hydroxychloroquine and how important it is and all the false information that was being put out against it. Because it's a drug that's been around for over 60 years.
50s.
Billions.
1955. It was approved in the United States.
Right. Billions of doses have been taken. And just because President Trump mentioned that it was a cure for the COVID-19, it could take care of the problem months ago, they turned against everything that supports using that drug, and they're pushing their own vaccines that they're trying to come up with. But that wasn't what was talked about at all.
Mary has a portion of that on rightwinggranny.com. It's that Dr. Emanuel's, what she had to say about
right.
it. It's not very long, but it is very powerful. Well, she belts it out there.
Well, that's what I was saying. They took that video down.
But it's on Right Wing Granny, that part of it.
I understand. But they took the point is the censorship that's going on there. They took it down within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Within an hour. But in that time frame that it was up there, it had millions of hits, and
right.
people like Mary were able to get a copy of it, right?
One of the things, there are a couple of reasons that they're fighting this drug so hard. One is that Trump said it was a good thing. Another thing is that it's 60 cents a pill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stand a profit from it.
Remdesivir is about $6,000 a pill.
Good Lord.
The vaccine, I'm sure, will have a nice price tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is about...
The vaccine's going to be free.
Yeah, somebody's going to pay for it. this is about Big Pharma, and this is about money.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Pharma refused to meet with President Trump this week because of what he did to insulin prices. He changed something in the way insulin prices are determined, so that insulin will be much cheaper, and hospitals who get a discount on their insulin and people who get a discount on their insulin will have to pass it on to the consumer. Big Pharma did not like that.
Yep.
And
well,
he is
actually,
at war
it's not,
with them.
It's not just insulin, it's all
yes,
prescription
but that
drugs.
Was a lot. Diabetes is a major problem yep. in America because we're pretty much all addicted to sugar. And so that was the one that they focused on.
Well, anybody that's done any research in the past on drug prices and all that knows that we pay more for our prescriptions here than people overseas pay for
yes.
the exact same medicine. Much, much, much more. Mm-hmm. So it's time that they got reeled in on that.
I wanted to go back to what you were talking about, the censorship, that was not Donald Trump Jr., retweeted that video
yes.
instantly. He was taken down for 12 hours. His account was blocked. And several of the large YouTubers that I watch that have a huge platform, watching them today, every single one of them showed where they had also been. And they were sent the, you know, that
right.
you have violated company community guidelines.
Yeah, people that
sharing
shared
a different opinion.
Right.
Violates community guidelines. I mean, if that does not scare you straight.
But wait a minute. In a lot of cases, they didn't say anything. They didn't voice an opinion about it one way or the other.
They just shared the video. Exactly.
And just from sharing the video,
right.
which the fact checkers claim is false information, and they decided that it had to come off the internet because it was...
Fact checkers who are not doctors,
right.
who are not experts,
right.
who are not, you know,
yeah.
and don't say fact checkers, fact checker is one.
The question was asked, who are the medical experts at Twitter? Who are the medical experts at YouTube? Where are the medical experts for Facebook? They don't have them. Who are these fact checkers? And there are many, many of them. Matter of fact, I just learned that you can block them on your Facebook account
yeah.
by going into your settings under privacy, and you can go to people that you want to see your post, and you can put into search bar fact or fact checker, and hundreds come up. I mean, there was like several pages of it, and you just go in and say block, 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 block.
Really?
Anybody that it comes up as fact or fact checker, you can block it.
Yes, wow. But they declare themselves, quote, false information checked by independent fact checkers.
Mm. Right, who all are part of liberal organizations like the New York Times. Some of their fact
mm-hmm.
checkers come from there. And CNN, you know, those are fact checkers for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is more sinister than just censoring conservative thought and ideas. the left is using coronavirus and people's fear of it. They're drumming into our poor little ears how frightening it all is and how afraid we should be and how we should wear masks and how we shouldn't gather together and yada, yada, yada. The truth is that video that we were talking about makes it as clear as anything I've seen. And I've seen a number of things, right, studies, other doctors, and so on, that makes it perfectly clear that if you give hydroxychloroquine combined with azithromycin and zinc within the first 5 days, early on, it's almost 100% cure rate. There are people who have asthma. There are people who have diabetes. There are people who have all kinds of complications who have come through it just fine given that treatment early on. They don't want it known. It isn't nearly as dangerous as they're making it out to be, but if we knew it, they couldn't control us.
Right. I heard a Vietnam veteran say today that in his unit in Vietnam, they took that medicine, the same medicine that Trump said that he had taken. They took it every day to ward off malaria.
Right.
And they had no ill effects from it from the whole time they were there.
Right. Like you were saying a minute ago, the vaccine, no, it was Mary, I believe, the vaccine that they're trying to push and the other drugs that are trying to push is very profitable. It's like anything else, follow the money. The hydroxychloroquine, not profitable. They're not going to make anything off. It's going to cause them to lose money. And that's the biggest reason they're against it. But getting back to calling this stuff fake or lies or whatever, they even went so far as to, I saw where one of the doctors that was in the video, they've accused of making statements in the past that vaccines contain the DNA of aliens. So that's why they banned it.
To put things in perspective to do with deaths from coronavirus versus deaths from riots and violence gone amok because of all this defund the police stuff, in St. Louis in the month of July, there were 8 coronavirus deaths. There were 47 murders. We have got it all wrong. They are presenting an inside-out, upside-down picture, and we're believing it. We've got to stop that.
No, we haven't got it wrong.
We
haven't got it wrong. We see the true picture of what's going on. You know, what's happening in the streets of America today is totally disgusting. And like I said at the opening of the show, we wouldn't have ever thought we'd see anything like it here. We've seen riots in the 60s and, you know, we've seen racial injustice. We've seen racial turmoil, but nothing to compare with what we're seeing now. And it's
being manufactured rather than being from within.
Right. Well, the communist plan was, the way to take us apart was to divide us by race. And it's been a tool they've been using for decades. And the anarchists, Antifa, they are using it very effectively. But folks, you got to remember, all that stuff is going on for a reason. And it's to destroy our way of life. It's to destroy the foundations of our country. It's to remove our history. And there's a lot of ways that that's being done. It didn't start yesterday. It didn't start this month or a month ago. It didn't start with the coronavirus. It started back in the 40s and the 50s when they took over the education system and started making it more progressive. And they started putting in the progressive indoctrination into the classrooms. It started with Agenda 21, and it started with Common Core. And you're seeing the results of all that now. This is what you're seeing in the streets. This is what your children are learning in the classrooms. Now, it's time. If you haven't noticed while you've had your kids home during this pandemic or plandemic.
Plan.
What they are learning in school and working with them, if you haven't decided yet that it's time to just try to make a sacrifice and homeschool your kids, you'd seriously need to entertain that thought, because until this system, our education system, is fixed, it's going to be another generation lost, and we won't survive another generation
sacrificed lost. On the altar of liberalism.
Right. If we survive this generation, we won't survive another one. Mm-mm. Going through that. Mm-mm. Indoctrination.
We're really at a tipping point.
Folks, you got to take on your responsibility as a parent to be responsible for what your child is learning, who's teaching them, where it's coming from, where it's taking them. Because right now it's taking them to the streets of Seattle, the streets of Portland, the streets of Chicago. It's killing your children. It's going to kill more of them. You're going to lose them. You're not going to recognize your child. Many of you already, your kids come home from college, and who is this kid?
Who is, the second
who is this person?
Yeah, the second generation.
Right. Diane?
I've been watching the TV, and you know, you see these pictures of Portland and Chicago, and the places look burnt out, right? And that's maybe 61 days of rioting and stuff like that. And they said, back in the 60s, they had some of these riots all along the East Coast and things like that. They said none of those riots ever exceeded, you know, a few days.
Yeah.
And then the National Guard was sent in, nipped it in the bud, so it never went on for more than a few days.
Why was the National Guard sent in? Why were they sent in?
To restore.
To enforce the law.
Yep.
To enforce the law. Now, the police departments... The president, mm-hmm. the current administration are being demonized for trying to enforce the law.
Exactly.
It's interesting to me that the real center of what's been going on has been Washington and Oregon. And if you go back to the G7 meetings a number of years ago, you had the, I don't know if they called themselves Antifa, I think they called themselves just basic anarchists. You had those protests going on there.
Yep.
And nobody dealt with it then, so it got worse.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, another thing that's going on with this defund the police and all that, that is really amazing. Since that's happened and the police presence has been withdrawn in some areas, the crime rate has skyrocketed.
Absolutely.
There's been more murders, more shootings. Surprise, and guess surprise. What they're hollering for? We need more gun laws. We need more gun laws. Look at all the people that are being shot and killed with guns. We need to do something. We need more gun laws. Well, if they're not upholding the ones that you've got now, mm-hmm. they're not going to abide by the ones that you passed.
And first time purchases of firearms is going out the gazoo.
And if you do pass all this gun legislation, who's going to enforce it when you've gotten rid of all your police?
Exactly.
I think an interesting side effect right now, let's put on the Milwaukee, Wisconsin hat. Milwaukee, Wisconsin has decided that the police cannot use like pepper or
chemicals,
chemical things to deter riots. Therefore, 100 police departments have withdrawn support for the Democrat convention.
Yes.
They will not act. They will not be there as security.
Well,
bravo.
Unfortunately, it's not really going to impact them because only a handful of people are going to be there because it's going to be virtual, you know. So,
well, maybe we can help pay some bus tickets for some of these protesters to get there.
I think the commercial on TV is very effective, and they'll take this as an endorsement of a candidate. It's an endorsement of the commercial. The message in it is, you've reached 911. Nobody's available to take your call.
Yeah. Wait time is 5 days.
Yeah.
Press 1 for murder. Press 2 for kidnapping.
Yeah. I think that's a very effective message. Well, we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back and wrap the show up.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, if you think we have hit the highlights of all the craziness, we're just getting started. And we don't have time to hit them all. So there is another one, and that's another case where they're trampling on your rights and your freedoms, and that has to do with your ability to attend church. Mary, tell us about the Supreme Court ruling on that.
Let me pull up the article. There was a Supreme Court ruling last week, and unfortunately Judge Roberts was on the wrong side of it, where a church in Nevada had sued because the ruling in Nevada was that a church, regardless of the size of the church, was only allowed to have 50 people in attendance. But the casinos were allowed to have 50% occupancy.
Right.
So there was a mega church, and they could have easily had 250 people in and done their spacing and masks and the whole bit, but they weren't allowed to have more than 50 people.
All right. So folks, I hope you're getting the picture. Look at the big picture. Censorship of free speech, political discourse on mainstream media, and censorship in your social media arena. You're trampling on your religious freedoms and religious rights to gather and worship together. It's just no end to it. Shutting down businesses, right to be able to have commerce and conduct business and earn a living or being trampled on. It's just ridiculous what's going on in this country today. I never thought I'd see it.
I just want to add one other quick one. By the way, for you lawyerly people, Rutgers has decided to give up on teaching grammar.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, yes.
They've decided it's
proper
racist.
Grammar is racist.
Yep.
Yes, you need to go and read that article.
We're not sure how legal contracts will be written in the future.
No, it's Rutgers, Rutgers University, and it's very interesting that they're calling it the decolonization of the writing program. Proper grammar will no longer be taught or expected. Students will be allowed to write as they speak.
By the way, based on those principles, I should be able to apply for a PhD and get
you absolutely
in right away.
Should. I mm-hmm. agree. But it's also saying that they're saying it's not fair to minorities that they did not come from an academic English background. They should not be expected to write or speak that way. And to me, that's very racist to say that you're not smart enough to speak. Right. We speak in America.
I don't see how that's racist at all. I really don't.
I want to throw one little tidbit out before we go. Carter Page has hired Nick Sandman's lawyer to represent him in a defamation case against various news outlets that reported things that were not true while he was, unquote, under investigation.
Well, good for him. Unquote. You know, Nick Sandman?
Worked out well for him.
Yeah, it did.
I admire that young man.
Bless his heart. He stood his ground, and he's not through yet.
No. I sincerely hope not.
Apparently, because some of the CNN reporters went out on the social medias and tried to critique Sandman or whatever else, there's a whole new series.
There's a whole bunch.
Well, the best part of that is that they have a non-disclosure.
Yes.
And CNN was covered non-disclosure when they did the settlement. And the best part is Brian Stelter retweeted about Sandman and made some criticism about his settlement and about how much he actually got paid. And their lawyer is now going back at CNN because that was he violated. So we may not have to look at Brian Stelter.
Don't you love the
irony? Or I won't have to since I have to watch them.
Don't you love the irony of it that CNN and all are having to finance taking down the rest of them?
I think that is beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
it's in the life is good department.
There's some poetic justice going around.
Yeah. Yes.
So I guess from now on, creative writing is like make the truth up as you go. Is that creative writing? And
it's been news reporting for the past couple of years.
There you go. That's a
couple of years.
Journalism, the new creative writing course. Yep.
So, folks, you know, I don't know where to go from here. We've talked about a lot of things, and again, it's unbelievable, some of it. But the thing that we need to draw your attention to is there are solutions. The solutions are to unite together, quit being the silent majority.
And quit being afraid.
Start being outspoken. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for what is true. Stand up for freedom, just like Nick Sandman did. Mm-hmm. He didn't take it laying down. Stand up and be counted, especially during this election cycle. It's probably the most important thing you'll ever do. We need people to really get involved. Billions of dollars are being pumped into this election and trying to turn this into a socialist country. We can counter that. But we can't do it with just a handful of people. You can't sit back and keep relying on the people at the top of the different parties or whatever to be responsible for what goes on in this country. You have to take an active part.
Good citizenship is not a spectator sport. We all need to put in our oars.
Right.
Rick, I just wanted to mention that we had a wonderful day of program, a rally, and then our evening meeting was about Back the Blue. And in this coming CCTA in Action page in the County Compass, we covered, have a picture presentation of a lot that went on there. That'll be on all the newsstands, you know, this coming week. And I'd like for people to go out and get one and look at it. It's a tremendous, tribute to our law enforcement.
Right.
That so many people were active in it.
And when this airs, it will be the issue that's of the County Compass that's on the newsstands at
exactly.
that time.
Exactly. That's why I brought it up.
All right.
And we also want to do similar things for making sure that people actually can vote in person, not have too many of these mail-in ballots.
Because we're not absent.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We're not
we
absent.
We don't need absentee ballots.
And mail-in votes are an invitation to fraud and cheating. And it's bad enough already. Never mind they say it isn't. We know better. Well, it is, and that just opens the door far wider for more of it. And and that's not the way to hear the voice of the people.
Yeah, Melissa did a great job of organizing our Back the Blue campaign, and I think she'll do a similar one for the voting.
It was a great event, and talking about poetic justice.
Yeah.
We were downtown standing on the corner by City Hall with signs urging people to Back the Blue, support the police. And we didn't have any counter protesters or anything down there. Everything was going smoothly. But this one guy rides by with his sunroof open, gives us a salute out of the window.
A California salute?
And starts with the F Trump, F Trump. Well, Trump wasn't there. There were no Trump signs.
No Trump signs.
It had nothing to do about Trump. It was all about supporting the
law
police.
Law enforcement, yeah.
So he goes on down to the end of the street, and he turns around and he starts coming back. But unbeknownst to him was an unmarked car behind him. And the unmarked car, when they got to the intersection and we were there with our signs, the unmarked car, I guess to show his support, whatever, bumped his siren. And when he did, the guy that was making a fool of himself immediately pulled into the parking lot.
Thought he was being pulled.
Yeah, that was some poetic justice there. So.
Yep. Well, I do want to say, make sure you follow us on Facebook, Coastal Carolina Taxpayer Association. Go to our webpage. We are going to have more events like that. We do want to show our support for the police, especially in these times. And we are also doing, like we said, I'm not absent. We're going to do several things that are coming up and exciting, and you guys need to get out there, show your face, let your voice be heard, and make sure you follow us to have those upcoming events.
Right, and folks, there's a lot of you out there getting involved in different organizations and groups that are duplicating an effort. We all need to start working together.
Absolutely.
More voices united is better than a bunch of little small groups out there. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today's show, and we appreciate you again tuning in. Hope you'll visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call, and be sure to go to cctaxpayers.com to find out more about our upcoming activities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call. You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.